This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat is a very special guest. Jesus Cuadrado is the chief product officer of Xygeni, X-Y-G-E-N-I. That's X-Y-G-E-N-I.io. That's where you'll find him online. Jesus, welcome to the hot seat today.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here with you, Gary, and to share with your audience some ideas and some experience in this cybersecurity world.
Well, one of the biggest problems and challenges that we all have today is everybody's going to the cloud. SaaS is huge, and that's all about one thing, and that's all about software. So the bad guys have gone really to the limit, and you're going to tell us numbers that people won't believe on software supply chain attacks. How many bad actors are there? How many pieces of malicious open source code have you guys discovered at Xygeni?
Yes, as you mentioned, the open source security has been an important target to introduce malicious components or to introduce malicious code and to take benefit of our use of these open source elements in our software. We usually detect, or we expect to detect this year, 1 year of malicious components in the market. Okay, we analyze every day all the new components and new versions of the components that are published in the open source registries. This million that could seem or could be a bit higher is achievable because we have been double the number of attacks through this mean during the last 3 years. Only in the NPM registry, we analyze near 40,000 new registries every day. So it's really a lot of new packages every month. So it's a small percentage, but it's a huge.
That's unbelievable. So 30,000 new malicious packages per day in the open source community, 1 million this year, 500,000 last year. The numbers are huge. And how do you keep your application safe from accidentally deploying one of these malicious packages? And then a second question is, are the major trusted open sources at risk, like if I deployed OpenSSL or OpenCA?
Well, actually, we have to trust in the open source because although there are a lot of malicious packages, most of the percentage of them are trustable and are secure. The thing is, we have put in place some measures in order to protect that because an error or whatever, we have been infected by these malicious components. We do in a way that we call early warning. That is, usually the traditional solutions wait until the malware is known and is registered in a database and they compare. The thing is, we cannot wait until someone has discovered the problem and probably every malware is in our application and has been distributed. So what we do is we analyze every day the new packages that are registered and the new version of the packages. We analyze them and we detect any suspicious code or any suspicious activity in order to flag the component to notice to our customers that this component is suspicious. So they should then use in their application. So we have like a dependency firewall in order to block the usage of these suspicious components so they can analyze in detail and they could decide if to go ahead or use a third party different or whatever in order to avoid that the malware entering their application to avoid not only the infection, but all the work to clean and to become safe again, the application, that the way we do.
So let's say I'm developing a competitive app to Salesforce and I want to load in CSV files and convert them to XML and display them in the GUI in the browser. And I've got a lot of code written myself and it's proprietary. And I filed a patent on my new invention on, you know, being better than Salesforce with some AI machine learning capabilities. But I need a plugin or a code module or a package to do the boring stuff, the conversions of CSV to XML. So I'll do a search on the internet. I'll grab something from GitHub and I look great to my boss because I got my code done faster. That's what happens every day, I assume. And yet maybe that package I added is also eavesdropping or moving data out to the bad guys.
Yeah,
Is that correct?
As I need something, I do a quick search in GitHub or in a place. I download. I don't analyze the code or the application. And yes, we are using an exfiltrator, something that is robbing our data and sending it to a third party or any country without any security or any regulation that could protect us. So it's important before using anything that we find in the open source or something open that we analyze what he do or if there is any risk associated to the usage of that component. Mm-hmm.
And to make it more complex with continuous integration and continuous delivery, maybe I'm on a team of 20 developers that are all over the globe working together in a rapid fashion to build this new cloud, this new SaaS application. What is application security posture management? And what is open source security? How are you doing what you do to help us out to make sure when we deploy our applications, especially in a rapid fashion, that there are no malicious packages, there's no malicious code, backdoors, vulnerabilities, or weaknesses that are exploitable?
Well, actually, when we talk about application security, posture management, or disabilities, we are not talking only about the open source component. We are considering an holistic approach of the security of the application, from the code, detecting, for example, if someone outsources the development, maybe I don't know where is the developer or who is developing my application. So I will need a check in order to ensure that I don't have a backdoor, for example, in my application of these kind of things. Then I have to protect the selection of the third-party components, as we mentioned. The main risk is the malicious or the malware. But then I have to protect also the continuous integration and continuous delivery process that build and deliver my application. For example, OWASP has a specific area of risk associated to this area that explain how an attacker could modify my processes in order to change the final product. Probably my code is safe because I have a lot of security measures and analysis and that's all. But in the process, someone changed the way I integrate all the pieces and put an additional pieces that is a malicious backdoor or whatever. So without my identification, I can deliver the final solution to the cloud. So we have to protect also the processes and the pipelines and the infrastructure I use to build everything. So this is what we call the software supply chain, because it's associated to the process of developing and delivering the part. And the application security posture management is like an aggregation of the security of each piece in this process of the software development lifecycle, from the code, delivery, integration, all the pieces I combine in order to have a unique view of the security of everything integrated and to be able to identify any problem in any step of this process.
Jesus, that's a wonderful answer. And I'm curious, Sygeny sounds awesome, but what if I already have a software composition analysis solution or a SAS or DAS solution, and I've already, you know, put things together to help with my software development lifecycle management? Do you advance that to more comprehensive code scanning? Do you work with existing tools? How do you fit into the ecosphere of these other solutions that are maybe point solutions or partial solutions?
Sure, absolutely, because this application security posture management, we have scanners and we have capability to analyze all the stages in the software development lifecycle, but most of the customers usually have some piece detection of the secret leakage, or they have a SAST, but they don't have the SCA. So the idea is we complement the solutions that the customer has in place. So the idea is, instead of putting a new tool that put more work and more effort needed to analyze everything, what we do is integrate the findings of these solutions that they have installed in our platform. So we provide a unified place where you can see everything together, correlated, aligning the duplicated in order to remove the noise and to remove effort or to simplify the analysis of all the analysis together in order to prioritize, for example, what is most important, a secret or a vulnerability in a component. So we are able to mix everything and to provide a mechanism to prioritize the way they should solve the different issues in an aggregated way. And we complement, we allow the injection of any third party tooling in our platform.
That's great. And there's CIS and NIST and OpenSSF. There's compliance logic coming out and pushing for software supply chain frameworks for being more secure. And I've noticed that that's where the hackers are going. If they can get into the software supply chain, you know, you're toast. It's the closest thing to the data layer. It's once you have control of the software, you circumvent identities and people, and you get at the data and you steal the data and you covert exfiltrate, and they don't even know because it's in a trusted software environment.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, we have all the information, and even not only the information from third parties too, but also even for the activity in the different infrastructure in order to detect potential attacks. Because of these tools, what we do is notice a potential risk or whatever, but then we have the capability of knowing all these potential vector attacks. We can detect if someone is trying to exploit any of them. Because, for example, if the identity of a developer and is trying to do something different than usual, they do. So we cover, yes, all this activity, this scan activity, this risk, and the activity and the behavior of the customers on top of that part, not only the infrastructure, but also the teams and the attack activity.
Now, you talked about OWASP. I think there's another standard. I'm just curious, like MITRE has CWE for weaknesses, I think, in code.
Mm-hmm.
How do you play in that space? Has it become standardized? You've already found a million malicious package actors. Is there only so many ways to write bad code?
Well, actually, the CWE is a way to reflect the potential impact, or is like the CD, another standard, a lot of another database. The thing is, this requires a previous process in order to be published in these databases. We aggregate all these views. We aggregate CDEs, we aggregate GitHub advisory, we aggregate different databases for vulnerabilities, and we aggregate information from CWE and other databases. So the idea is to put all the information together so the DevOps manager or the DevOps engineer can have all the information in a simple way and explained in order they can do the analysis and to decide what to do with each vulnerability. Okay, but actually we report every malware that we find, but it could take months to be in the final database. We don't expect or we don't wait to have this process. We work in from the moment there.
I wonder if with the advent of and the explosive growth of things like ChatGPT and these large language models, is there a lot of AI ML a module package malicious package development happening? Is it happening the explosive growth because the bad guys can rely on AI to help, you know, polymorph the code and make some tweaks and make it seem to look good, but it's still malicious?
Yeah, with this explosion of the LLM and these technologies, we are seeing now two different types of attacks. One is developers are using these elements or these models to generate code. The thing is, if you train the model with malicious code or with errors or vulnerabilities, the code that they are going to generate is going to have that vulnerability or could even include malicious activity. Okay, so the idea is as we generate this code, probably developers doesn't review this code with enough detail. So we have to pay more attention to review this code, because could be or usually have more vulnerabilities than the one developed by a person. And then we have a similar system that the open source components. We have registries where people register a lot of different models, data sets, and these kind of things. And we are suffering from a certain similarity with I put some attacks in the model. So if you integrate that model in your application to implement your chat or whatever, you are integrating malicious code or malicious behavior, or is going to generate something that you are not controlling. And then in the same way that there is attacks to the components, there is also attacks to the models in order to modify the prompt injection and all these kind of things to force that the response or the behavior of the model will be different from the expected one. So it's like a parallel way from with the new models of large language model and the components that are now in the software development lifecycle.
And Jesus, is SciGenie deployed on-prem, hybrid, in the cloud? How's it deployed, and how easy is it to get it up and running? And is it direct or channel? How do I get a hold of you guys?
Actually, our solution is a SaaS solution. It's in the cloud, but the difference is that we don't access or yeah, we don't access to the private information, the private code, or the private information of the customer, because we have a piece that runs inside the infrastructure of the customer. We only send to our side the results of the report of the analysis without critical or private information. So the part of our solution that access to the code and everything is inside the GitHub or the virtual machine or the runners of the customer. So it's like, if we consider a pure approach, it's like a hybrid environment, okay? With one piece running in the private zone and having in the SaaS the public part where the customer access to the information or has some actions like the remediation or other activities that they can do.
That's great. It remains customer confidential. Is SciGenie sold through channel? Is it direct? And how quick can I be up and running with your platform?
Actually, yes, in a few hours. Even probably in a few minutes in the short term, because we are launching new capabilities now to facilitate the integration. The thing is, you don't need provisioning anything in your infrastructure or something very, very small, just our CLI. And then from that moment, you start analyzing and accessing to the reports. The thing is, we are improving this part. So probably in less than an hour, you are scanning your projects in the coming weeks. Now, the pilots and the test environments, yes, in one morning, you have everything configured and running.
Again, that's phenomenal speed. An hour a day, you're up and running. Do we buy SciGenie through your website? Are you sold through channel partners? How do we get a hold of you?
You can buy directly to us in our web. You have there a way to contact with our sales team, and probably you are going to be able to purchase directly in the web in the coming weeks. And in some places, if you prefer to work with a partner or whatever to complement the software with some services for operations, customizations, or whatever, we can work with partners also. In fact, we have some partners in certain countries, so we manage both models.
Jesus, that's wonderful. Is there anything we haven't discussed that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners?
Well, actually, is that the software supply chain security, something that is not in the top priority. Now start being in the all this risk in the open source security is been rising and is taking more and more attention. But it's something that really should have our attention, because it's something that the attackers use. And the problem with these attacks are that the impact is not immediate. We realize of them several months later that we were infected or we were attacked. So is just to take aware about this problem and to review, consider, analyze if it's important for you. And you don't need to put the protection in every place. You don't have to pass from 0 to 100. You can do it iteratively, small step by small step. So it's affordable for everybody, and it's something that you should consider.
That's wonderful. Jesus Cuadrado is the Chief Product Officer of Cygenie, found online at https://www.xygeni.io. Folks, if you're wanting to secure your software supply chain or minimize the risk of an open source package being malicious and speed up your CI/CD in a secure way that's in compliance, go to Cygenie.io.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.